Kentucky Crafted is a juried program. So I want to know, how does one get to be called a Kentucky Crafted artist?
Well, there is a process for that. So we have panel processes. So artists apply to be in these programs. There's an application deadline. If it is for the visual and craft directory, which is the Kentucky Crafted directory, they also have to send in samples of their work. And then a panel of arts experts gathers and reviews all of the applications, all of the samples, and then chooses the artists that that get to be in the program.
About how long does that take? That sounds like quite an ordeal for someone to go through.
Well, it seems like it might be, but actually, once the applications are submitted, the process goes fairly quickly. Artists usually find out within a month whether or not they've been accepted into the program.
And what perks does it offer to an artist to be in the Kentucky Crafted program?
Well, there are several perks to being in the Kentucky Crafted program. First and foremost, Kentucky Crafted artists get to carry the Kentucky Crafted brand, which promotes artistic excellence and quality craftsmanship in the Commonwealth. And it's a highly recognized brand, both inside and outside of the state. The program is a marketing assistance program, so it helps artists develop professionally, provides training, various kinds of training to artists, from business skills, marketing skills, communication skills even, pricing, that's something else that they can get help with. It also gives them opportunities to participate in shows other than Kentucky Crafted the Market. Now, let me say that Kentucky Crafted artists are the only Kentucky artists that are allowed to participate in Kentucky Crafted the Market. But then we have co-op opportunities for other shows, which essentially makes some of the big shows more affordable to our artists. So I just talked with an artist the other day who said she had wanted to participate in the Buyer's Market of American Craft, which is a huge national show in Philadelphia, for years. And she was a new artist to the program, and she's finally getting the opportunity to do that because she can afford it, thanks to Kentucky Crafted. So there are lots of opportunities like that that artists can take advantage of.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a big help for the business end of the creative process.
It absolutely is.
Sure.
That's really one of the main functions. Something else that that artists can take advantage of, the Arts Council has a program called the Kentucky Peer Advisory Network, which is a group of artists who have really specialized skills, and many of them have specialized business skills. So any artist in the Kentucky Crafted program can get a consultancy from one of the KPAN, we call it, consultants, and those are free consultancies.
Mm-hmm. And why is it important for artists to have help on that business end?
Well, you know, artists are, by nature and definition, creative people. Many of them, their strength is in their, sometimes their only strength is in the creative process and producing their work, which can, as you can imagine, leave a gaping hole when it comes time to do something with that work, mm-hmm. to get it out to the public, to get it sold, really. And we want to help our professional artists sell their work. We want them to be successful. So a program like this gives them the skills that they need, you know, if they want to take advantage of that, if they need help in that arena. This program definitely offers them the skills that they need to learn from beginning, you know, through whether they've been at it for years and they just need refresher or they need some pointers. It really is for all levels of business and marketing.
Well, let's talk about who some of these people are. Some of the Western Kentucky artists in the program are Paducah ceramic artist Char Downs and then thumbstyle guitarist Eddie Pennington. Tell me more about how Western Kentucky is represented in Kentucky Crafted.
Well, there are some really, really great artists in Western Kentucky who are in the Kentucky Crafted program and have been in the Kentucky Crafted program for many years. Mm-hmm. Barbara Harrell, who is a Murray artist, she's been in the program for a number of years, and her work blends early 1900s fashion with art to create these beautiful hand-painted items, many made from wood, like large folding screens, umbrella stands, purse mirrors, hand mirrors, collages, wall items, really a number of items that are very unique. And she's a really great artist. She's right there where you live in Murray.
Yeah.
Another Murray artist who just came into the program is Eva King. And Eva creates cut paper portraits, which are very cool. And her portraits, she's also a painter, but her cut paper portraits focus a lot on rural life images, tobacco farming, gardening, everyday activities. They're very colorful, and they're really, you know, one-of-a-kind works of art.
Yeah. And, you know, I think there's a sense of pride about buying art or going to even to see a performance that's created by a fellow Kentuckian, and which I think Kentucky Crafted is a very helpful resource for that. But I'm kind of wondering, you know, outside of Kentucky, what kind of impact do you think this has for people who are maybe from Washington State? Have you seen any impact outside of Kentucky for Kentucky Crafted?
Absolutely. Well, one of the really great things is that Kentucky Crafted the Market is a wholesale and retail show for Kentucky Crafted artists. So there are buyers who come in from all over the nation, and they purchase Kentucky Crafted items at wholesale, take them back to their retail locations, and sell them. All of those items carry the Kentucky Crafted brand. So, you know, there are Kentucky Crafted pieces being sold all over the United States, and the artists hear back from, you know, from people who have bought their work everywhere in the country. It's really neat to know that Kentucky Crafted has such a far reach. And like at the show last year, so the first day is a day just for wholesale buyers, and then the next 2 days are open to the public to come and purchase art. For retail, there's also a music festival of performing artist directory artists that runs simultaneously. It's a fantastic event. So on those retail days, we had visitors from all across the United States also. So we know that we have events where people from anywhere in the country are coming to Kentucky, to buy Kentucky art, to see Kentucky performance, and they take those experiences back with them.
Yeah, yeah, and spread the word, so to speak.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I also noticed when I was doing some research into Kentucky Crafted that as part of the guidelines for the people who are accepted into it, one thing they must do is contact their local legislators and keep
yes.
them informed about their work,
yes.
which I thought was very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Why does the Kentucky Arts Council feel that that's important enough to include as a guideline for Kentucky Crafted?
We think that it's really important for legislators and for taxpayers to know how our dollars are being spent. And so we want legislators to know when money is coming to artists or groups in their community. They can hear it from us, but it also means something extra special, we think, coming from their own constituents.
Yeah, so they, you know, they're not just hearing about businesses, but they're also hearing about the arts sector as well.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, it all gets packaged up in a nice annual report every year that's made available, you know, to the public and to legislators also. But it's really important for people to realize that artists are small businesses, so they're bringing money into our state through generating income, tax revenue. They pay sales tax. So, you know, it's not that they're just creating works of art. They're also generating money for the Commonwealth.
Yeah. Well, Kentucky Arts Council Communications Director Emily Moses, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah. To see more about the Kentucky Crafted Directory, go to artistdirectory.ky.gov or find a link at our website, wkms.org.
Thanks, Angie. Here's a holiday classic. This is Merry Christmas, Baby by the Beach Boys.
My baby, she told me she don't want to hold me.